Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, the third day of the Hebraic week. Our verse today is Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. While the verse continues on with the vision that Isaiah saw, I'd like to look at something that I believe we may be overlooking. Now, I confess that I might be stretching things a bit. However, I think it's an interesting thing to consider. Have you ever wondered how King Uzziah died? 2 Chronicles tells about King Uzziah. He actually started out on a righteous path before Yahweh. However, sadly enough, he didn't stay on that path. 2 Chronicles 26, starting in verse 16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to Yahweh his God, and entered the temple of Yahweh to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of Yahweh, followed him in. They confronted him and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to Yahweh. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by Yahweh God." The following verses tell us that Uzziah became angry and was about to begin with the incense. However, leprosy immediately broke out on his forehead. The priests hurried him out because Yahweh had afflicted him. We are then told that Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house and was excluded from the temple. His son had charge of the palace and governed the people. Verse 16 really says it all, though. Verse 16 again. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. Pride. It was his pride. It's when his pride was removed from the camp that Isaiah saw his vision. Again, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. When pride gets in the way, it only blocks our vision of Yahweh. Is there pride in your life? Would you know it if you saw it? Pride doesn't just affect your life. It will impact the lives of those around you as well. Don't let pride in your life keep others from seeing Yahweh. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.